Welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and good morning to you, Emily Kringle.
Good morning, LaVon. A nice day.
Yes, it is. Another great fall day, and no snow in sight.
Right.
But for some people, they're kind of waiting for that snow, and that means for some people, well, whether it's really nice like now or whether it gets snowy, we'd like them to be outside and maybe being active, and that's kind of what we want to talk about. But Emily, we want to talk about something I think is kind of old and also something kind of new.
Right, LaVon. What we're here to talk about today is Healthy Cass County, which has been around for over 10 years. It's a network of lots of different people that and groups and organizations that work in a collaborative way. And last year at this time, some of that group was working on the county health assessment and plan. And we had 5 or 7 meetings, and you know how those go. Kind of thought it was good and bad. But at the end, what we realized is our Healthy Cass County group kind of needed revved up a little bit.
Yes, as we say, it's kind of gone up and down. Kate Olson said it's a shapeshifter. I really like that because, gosh, I don't know how many years. It seems like 20 years. I'm not sure it's quite that long. And many people don't know that this organization even exists. So like you say, we have some new members, and I think kind of a new, maybe not mission, but a new energy. So, and part of it, let's go back to that assessment. I think that was part of it.
Yes, the assessment was interesting, and the plan was interesting. And, of course, it was from all different people, and we all kind of came together with some very similar ideas. One of them was that we needed to really get this organization going again, and we realized some people there on the planning didn't even know about the organization or group, and we thought we were being so open and transparent. But so that's one of the things we've really worked on, is we need to communicate what this group is and what it does.
And that's true for the people who come. And I'm not really going to say members, because it's not something you sign up and say, I want to be a member. But we need to let the community know that this group is interested in promoting and concerned about and motivated to improve the health of everybody in Cass County.
Exactly, exactly. It's for the sick and the well and the young and the old. Our mission is to be a community-focused network to promote the health and well-being of Cass County residents.
So when you think about who might be interested in that, hopefully there's hundreds of people. They may not all want to come to a monthly meeting, but there are some folks that really say, yes, I need to be a part of this.
Yes, yes. And some of people, groups that are part of it are things that kind of make sense. The hospital, the YMCA, Park and Recs, Board of Health, Public Health, you know, those groups. But then we have Zion Recovery, city employees.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's one that probably people wouldn't go, why is somebody from the city administration going to these meetings? Well, first of all, they have a wellness plan for city employees.
Yes.
And secondly, you know, as I said, everybody should be interested in improving health.
Right, and we have both city and county employees, so that's awesome. What we narrowed our plan for the next 5 or 6 years, and we're not exclusively on that, but we have several steering committees that are really trying to work on some plans for health and publicize what we're doing and try to actually really help people be healthier. We have a nicotine and tobacco group, infrastructure, which just kind of helps strengthen what Healthy Cass is about and that communication. Emergency preparedness, obesity, and just general promoting healthy lifestyles. And when we think about it, probably the whole plan could be called healthy lifestyles.
Probably, yes, because, but I hope that helps people think about that when you use the word health, you know, I think we've made that much broader than it used to be. But it used to be, when you talked about health, you were either talking about somebody being sick or going to the doctor. I mean, it wasn't all of these other things. And I just, I think when you said this is an exclusive, I want to just bring up one of the things that I'm not sure where it fits in there, except healthy lifestyle, is, for instance, the walk to school.
Exactly. That is a program that Healthy Cass County did several years ago, and then it was once something that kind of waned away. And then this year it came back to just celebrate the 20th anniversary of Walk to School. But yes, of course, that's just health in exercise, health in not using a car. I mean, just lots of different avenues there.
Another project that Healthy Cass was involved with in the past that people might not have thought about, and this involved, I guess, more the city officials, was I don't remember who came in and kind of mapped out the streets in Atlantic.
Yes, it was called a walkability study, and it was kind of done through Healthy Cass County and Cass County Public Health. And that also kind of went along with the walk to school, but that was a very good, and that's why some of our sidewalks were repaired and how they sloped down to cross the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably an ongoing project.
Oh, yes, and it's always going to be maintenance. But that big thing was those crosswalks, as you say, where they got so you could walk down or you could use a wheelchair down, whatever. You didn't have to step down from the sidewalk
exactly.
to the street.
Exactly. Another thing that a lot of people may not know that we worked on through a grant that we had several years ago was walking maps of downtown.
And those are still available.
They are available several places at City Hall, at the Chamber office, and the Chamber is another member of Healthy Cass County. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just those little things that we try to promote to keep all of us more healthy yeah. and active. One thing we also like to do is to prevent duplication. And get new ideas, and how can we work together on things? And you can
I was going to say, we haven't mentioned that the Atlantic High School is representative, and of course we'd like to have representatives from all the other schools, but you know, if the school is working on a project and Zion Recovery is working on a project, rather than them being out there very separated, now they can get together, and I know they have done some programs
yes.
like that.
Yes.
And I think there's several examples of, for instance, the Y, of course, is very community oriented and has worked with the school and has worked with I'll say Produce in the Park. I mean, you know, because all of that is a part of what we're talking about. It's, you know, it's almost unending of what you, when you talk about health and lifestyles, almost anything you talk about in terms of living.
We could almost make anything fit into group. And it's ongoing. It's kind of a positive group. One thing that LaVon has always commented on, and I see it too, this group isn't in it for their individual self or their individual organization. It's truly a collaboration and a synergistic group mm-hmm. of.
And it is countywide, but that reminds me, I don't know how many folks out there realize that some of the services that we have in our county means that we are part of a group. So the representative who comes, for instance, there's one related to dental, and I don't have the correct name. But anyhow, she serves a number of counties, but comes to this Cass County meeting because she said, I want Cass County to know what's going on. And then I can share what else is going on in other counties. And sometimes, you know, we can work together with other counties as well as other organizations.
Exactly.
More
and so
power.
it gets even a little bigger, or the information gets broader, mm-hmm. which is great.
Now, we want to mention specifically, you mentioned that the tobacco and nicotine strategies is one of the steering committees, and you have some special things.
Yes, I do. There's things going on all the time. One of them is just get the information out there about the risks of smoking, and also policy to make workplaces, etc., tobacco-free campuses or businesses. But something that helps remind us of all this is the Great American Smokeout is coming up the 17th of November. And that's just another way to kind of jog all of our memories about secondhand smoke, about the risks of smoking, and maybe help somebody just motivate themselves that they might try to quit smoking or mm-hmm. cut down. I just read some information that for some people it takes 7 times to try to drop that habit, but not to give up and just yeah. keep
Don't
keep
get
trying.
Discouraged. And there's help out there. And one of the people who comes to this meeting is Julie Florian, and she's kind of in keeps us on task for some of those kinds of things. And she often talks about Quitline.
Yes, Quitline is one of the things out there, and you can find that. It's changed over the years, too, but they have tons of information out there and help self-help information. So
another thing that we've talked about there, and this may be unfair to you, Emily, because I didn't ask you to bring the data, but in terms of where Cass County stands in youth.
Yes, this is kind of discouraging. One of this tobacco steering committee is to, of course, lower the incidence of smoking. Statewide, adults, we are lower than the state average.
But yay!
But we're higher for youth. And it's like the state average is maybe 15% for a youth, and we're like 18%.
So it's not a big number,
no, but
still.
It's kind of, I don't think we would think that.
Yeah. And kind of gives us motivation to say, target in on, here's something that we need to work on. So, Emily, when does this group meet?
We meet the second Monday of every month at noon at some building at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, at some room at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
And if anybody would say, you know, I'd like to come and visit, or I think I might be interested, they're welcome.
They are welcome. They could contact Emily Kringle or LaVon Eblen or the Director of Public Health, who is Beth Olson.
Okay. So learn more about Healthy Cass. And I know we're doing news articles. So kind of pay attention to that when you see them in the paper and when you hear them on the radio. So thanks so much, Emily Kringle from Cass County Health System, for being here today. And until next time, here's a thought from Anne Frank. How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world.